Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. It's WESTERNWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we're doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You're just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1, or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added three additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, what she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like there's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today. Self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World 1 Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy, Dennis Live. Peace out.
Advertising at an affordable rate. Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Thank you.
of his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say
break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up.
Bringing salvation to them, bringing freedom to them, bringing liberation to them, bringing blessings to them. And so bringing hope to them, bringing faith to them. God just revealing his power to them and at the same time revealing his mercy to them. And so God has given them everything right here from the time of their captivity to the time of their exodus. God has kept them and is now taking them into a promised land that is going to bless them along the way. And so let us pray. Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this Bible study line. We thank you for the hearts and the minds and the souls that have called in tonight. We pray that your spirit be with all of us and that you will give us the enlightenment that we need as we search and seek out your word for wisdom and understanding. We thank you and we love you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the book of Exodus chapter 12, we have been looking at children of Israel. We've been looking at the life of Moses. We've been looking at our God and his, how he has heard, seen, and felt the affliction of his people. And so he decided it was time for his people to be freed from up under the hand of a Pharaoh who thought or who was seen to be a God himself, little g God, among his people. We learned that the Egyptians didn't believe in our God. They believed in little gods. They believed in gods that they gave power to. They believed in gods who they felt added sun when sun was needed, or who they felt added water when water was needed, or who they felt added fertility when fertility was needed. And so they had all these little gods who the Egyptians felt was the source of whatever power dealing with that particular thing. And so it took our God, by way of establishing his authority, to show these Egyptians that the little gods that they were serving had no power at all. Not only did they not have any power, but if you put them in their minds against our God, they couldn't even be put on side of God, because our God is bigger than a wooden carved out statue. It's bigger than the animal that took on the God that they made that took on the shape of an animal, or a frog, or whatever their little god represented. It was in no comparison to the God we serve. And so we've been taking our time digesting God's word in the book of Exodus. Tonight we're inching our way closer to the end of our study in this book, but tonight we're going to stop in on chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 31 through 42, verses 31 through 42, Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 31 through 42. And just to give us some type of a foundation for the lesson tonight, we want to be in the spirit of understanding that God made a promise to Abraham, which established a covenant with Abraham. And that same covenant with Abraham, that same agreement is running through even after Abraham had died and left his son Isaac, even after Isaac had died and left his son Jacob, and even at the point of Jacob dying, that God's promise is still alive. And not only is his promise still alive, but he never says anything that will not come to pass. And so he made a promise to the people who would represent the generations of Abraham, which we know is the bloodline of Isaac, which is the bloodline of Jacob, and we know Jacob had 12 sons, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, and who became the children of Israel. And so that bloodline is right here in the text that we're reading tonight, because the children of Israel who were captured and oppressed and enslaved by a Pharaoh with a wicked scheme or a wicked plot to put hardship on these people, out of the fear that they would multiply in great numbers and come against him. And so his strategy was, we're going to enslave these people so we can control them before they become strong enough to maybe team up with an enemy of ours and overthrow us. Well, God heard the people as they were suffering. He seen the people as they were suffering. He felt the sorrow of the people who he claimed as his people, who he had made a covenant to deliver. And so we're going to look at or be reminded of the promises of God. And then as we look at the Exodus, of these children of Israel, we're going to look at the fulfillment of God. He made a promise. He sent Moses. Moses did what God instructed him to do. Pharaoh, at this point, after the last plague, had to let the people go. And that represented the fulfillment of God's promise. And also it represented victory. Now, the victory didn't start at the Exodus. The victory started at the covenant. Because God made a promise. And so when God says something in our favor, we can celebrate right then and there without seeing evidence of it. Because we know that the God that created the heavens and the earth spoke it, and it will come to pass. But it's going to happen in his own timing. And so the victory started at the point of the promise, not at the point of the Exodus. And so here we are being reminded of the promise and seeing the fulfillment of the promise. But we also had to look at some characters in the middle. We had to look at Moses and Aaron. We had to look at Pharaoh. We had to look at the Egyptian people. We had to look at the Israelites. And so we had to take in account all the different people who were impacted by this journey. And so we started with a Pharaoh that was seen by his people as being a god himself. Here's a man that could just wave his hand and somebody could die. Here's a man that didn't have to say a word. He could speak to somebody, and they could speak to somebody, and that person could speak to somebody, and all he had to do was say, Pharaoh said, and whatever else came out of that, it was done. That's how powerful he was in the land of Egypt. And so if he dared to walk among the people humbled themselves immediately to this Pharaoh. If Pharaoh gave an assignment to somebody, that assignment was carried out, crossing every T and dotting every I. So here's a man puffed up in his own world of what he considered to be the beginning and the end of everything that went on in Egypt. Here's a man who worshiped idol gods, who he would go in the morning down to the Nile River and worship the god of the Nile. Who he felt was keeping the Nile filled with life, who was keeping the river flowing with life. And so he would go and pray to that god. And we know that that god was not the god, that little g god was not the god that was supplying the power to the river. Because when God sent Moses, he sent Moses with instructions. And all the instructions that he sent Moses with had power in it. Regardless of how Pharaoh reacted to it, God demonstrated his awesome power, which went directly against the little gods that the Egyptians had held up. And so he sent Moses to turn the heart of Pharaoh, but at the same time, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now, those of us who have been following along in the Bible study, we know why God hardened Pharaoh's heart and then at the same time sent instructions to tell Pharaoh to let his people go, knowing that Pharaoh was not going to do it because he made Pharaoh's heart to a point to where Pharaoh wasn't going to let the people go. So God was in control of the whole situation. And we know that the reason why he hardened Pharaoh's heart to where Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go And so God wanted to show everybody. He wanted to show the Egyptians. He wanted to show Pharaoh. He wanted to show the Israelites and every witness that could see what was happening. He wanted to show everybody his power. Number two, he wanted the record. He wanted the story, the testimony to be told of how he dealt with the Egyptians harshly. He wanted that story to go from generation to generation, from generation to generation, from generation to generation. He wanted this story to be something that was lifted up on how Pharaoh, at that time, who was known as a powerful man, had to succumb, if you will, to God's awesome power. And the third reason why he hardened Pharaoh's heart, to where Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go, but he would eventually let the people go, is because he wanted everybody to know that he is Lord. He wanted everybody to know that the time that they was wasting worshiping idol gods, the time that they was wasting praying to gods they could not see, praying to gods they could not hear, praying to gods that could not feel, praying to gods that half the body wasn't, some of them, half the body was an animal and half the body was a human, took all that time worshiping these idol gods without seeing the one true God. And so God wanted everybody to know that he is Lord. And so that was a rhyme and a reason of why God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and we studied that word heart, and we broke it down. That word heart in the text is not talking about the vessel that is pumping the blood throughout our body. It's not a fleshly heart. It is the spirit of a man. It is the will of a man. And so if your spirit ain't right, if your will is not right, then the heart of you is not right. And so Pharaoh's heart was already not right, and so God just had him keep it there so Pharaoh can bear witness to the power of God and at the same time bear witness to the mercy of God. And that had an impact on the text that we're going to read tonight, of where observing the power of God as well as observing the mercy of God is going to have an impact on Pharaoh, and Pharaoh is going to do something that's going to be mind-blowing as we look at the text tonight. Now, we're not going to read every verse. There are three verses I want to pull out for our lesson tonight. The first verse, remember, we're in the book of Exodus chapter 12, for those that are just coming in. I know we've had difficulties, technical difficulties for people to come in, but we pray that God will allow this lesson to move forward without any interruption. Amen. But in our lesson tonight, Chapter 12, the book of Exodus, 31 through 42. There are four verses I want to pull out. I want to pull out verse 32. I want to pull out verse 37 and 38. And I want to pull out verse 40. 32, 37 and 38, and verse 40. And so I want to pull these verses out because it kind of gives us, as we have now come through the plagues, the 10 plagues, we've come through the last plague being the death of the firstborn. We've come through the instructions given for the Passover. We're at the point now where the evidence of God's power, the evidence of God's mercy and authority has finally reached home with Pharaoh, to where now Pharaoh has come to the understanding that he has to let the people go, God's people go. He has come to the point of starting out saying, who is the Lord? boldly saying to Moses and Aaron, as they instructed him, that the Lord of the Hebrews, or the Lord of the people of Israel, has called for his people to come and worship him. And so Pharaoh, hearing that, being in his own mind, saying that, who is the Lord? You know, who is this Lord that you're talking about, saying release the people or the children of Israel? In fact, because I don't know this Lord that you're talking about, I'm going to increase the workload by not providing straw to these people to make the brick that they need to make my pyramids, but I'm going to now have them have to retrieve their own straw, in addition to not lessening the quota load. They have to now collect straw to make the brick, and they have to continue making the same amount of bricks as if I was providing the straw for them, just because y'all showed up talking about let these people go. And so Pharaoh's heart was real hard, and God kept it there. And so it took 10 plagues, and we reviewed each plague during our study of this book. We reviewed 1 through 10, and each plague, God showed his mercy by stopping the plague. He didn't allow the frogs to continue multiplying. He didn't allow the gnats to continue in the land. He didn't allow the sickness and the boils to continue killing people and animals off. He didn't allow the Nile River to continue lifeless. He had a stopping point to show that he is the one that started it, and he is the one that stopped it. So he not only showed in each plague his power, but he showed in each plague his mercy. He also showed the Egyptians that he distinguished between them and his people. The plagues that he brought forward, most of them did not impact or affect any of the children of Israel, but it hit the intended person or persons that God wanted it to hit. It dealt with the animals that God wanted it to deal with. And so all throughout the plagues, it said that God made a distinction between the Israelites and the Egyptians. And so we looked at the final plague. The final plague was the 10th plague, the death of the firstborn. And the Bible says in verse 29, at midnight the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. Verse 30, and Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all of his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where someone was not dead. Oh, my God. I got to keep going. Verse 31. Then he summons Moses and Aaron by night and said, up, go out from among my people, both you and the people of Israel, and go. Serve the Lord, and as you have said, take your flock and your herds, and you have said, and be gone. Now watch this after the comma. And bless me also. I don't know. That should be in your Bible. Verse 32, it should say at the end of that verse, and bless me also. It don't matter which version of the Bible you have, you should see that. Pharaoh is saying to Aaron and Moses, okay, I have heard and I have seen and I have witnessed the power of God. You have come and turned my world upside down. And my heart was hardened. And I would not yield. I would not give in, because if I gave in to say that there is a God more powerful than all the gods I've been worshiping, there is a God more powerful than who I consider myself to be, then before my...
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate, well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info, email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Bless me with more slaves. He is not saying, bless me with another son. He is not saying, bless me with more livestock. He is not saying, bless me with more soldiers. No, when he is saying, bless me, he is saying, pray for me also. Now, in the prayer that he wants Moses and Aaron to pray for him, one commentator says he was asking Moses and Aaron to pray for him that no more plagues would come upon his house. Every plague that happened in Egypt impacted the house, the palace of Pharaoh. Every plague, including the plague of the Nile. Because the stench of all the dead fish covered the land. You couldn't hide from it. You couldn't go into a certain room and get away from the stench. The stench of death from the first plague. Oh, help me right here. And the stench of death coming from the last plague. Oh, help me. All was felt throughout the land, including Pharaoh's house. And so he asked them before they left, the man that denied every plague, the magicians tried to duplicate the plagues, and when they were able to duplicate it, or when God allowed them to duplicate it, they made the plague worse. So when God made the flies come and they tried to duplicate the flies, they increased the fly number. They increased the frog number. So when they thought that they were saying that, oh, we can do this, no, you was making it worse. But you couldn't stop it. Only God gave the day or date of when he would bring it to an end. And so the magicians even had to say, listen, this is the finger of God. Oh, help me right here. Most of us heard about the hand of God, but we were introduced to the finger of God. Let me keep going. The technical difficulties messed our time up, so I got to hurry up here. But he asked them before they left to pray for him. This is huge. This is huge in the scriptures. We can stop right here. Because there is somebody that we might know. There is somebody in the world who might have a Pharaoh complex, who might have a false sense of authority, who might be worshiping idol gods, who might not know God. But God got a way of getting our attention. And so that person might go through a couple of storms or might go through some trials and some tribulations, might go through some tests. And through it all, that person is being reshaped. That person is getting a renewed spirit. That person is getting a changed mind and a changed understanding. And that person, that very person, who somebody may have written off and said, oh, they're going to be dead in 3 years, that person might come and say, will you pray for me? Will you pray that I live a life that is pleasing to God? Will you pray that I get to know Jesus Christ? Will you pray that I will accept Jesus as my Savior? Will you pray for me? That's a huge point in the scriptures that we can't fly by, is that Pharaoh, oh my God, asked, will you pray for me? It's let me keep moving. 33. The Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We shall all be dead." And so the Egyptians, once Pharaoh said, "Hey, man, you all go, take everything, but before you go, pray for me." And so here now, the people of Egypt, they were ready to get these people out of the land. I'm going to jump down to 37 and 38 because we got to close it out. But let me read 37. And the people of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. We got to stop right there. No, let me keep going. Let me read 38. A mixed multitude also went up with them, and very much livestock, both flock and herd. Okay. Here it is right here. Up until now, we didn't know the magnitude or the multitude of people that God was acting on their behalf. We knew it was a great multitude. We knew that they had grew in great number. We read that when we were introduced to the book of Exodus, when we kind of read the themes and the purpose and kind of looked at a summary of Exodus as a whole. But we didn't know the number of people that God was acting on behalf of. Well, we have the number now. The number says it was 600,000 men on foot. This is not counting women, children, or the elderly. This was 600,000 on foot, men on foot. Usually, you would have to do a little research on this to kind of break that verse down. And I told you about commentaries that you can get, and actual, you know, extra study tools that you can get. But to get an understanding of how many people it was roughly, including the women and the children, it was over 1 million people. Over 1 million. This is a lot of people. This wasn't two or three households. This was over 1 million people that God was hearing their cry, hearing their suffering, seeing their pain, feeling their afflictions. And so God said, I've heard and seen and felt what's going on, and Moses, I need you. I know you just killed the man. I know that you were seen as a fugitive on the run when you killed that man, but when you left, I prepared you for this mission. You got married and you stayed in the house of your father-in-law, and he had you shepherding the sheep. That was just a dry run. Oh, help me right here, because that was just a few sheep. But I'm gonna now, help me, Lord. I'm gonna now put you in a position where you're not only gonna go to the most powerful man in my name, in the land of Egypt. Not only are you going to go against every god that they worship, not only that you're going to tell him to let the people go, but I'm going to have you shepherd my sheep. I'm going to have you shepherd over 1 million people, leading them from captivity into freedom. Over 1 million people. Moses went to a Pharaoh, that Pharaoh have to let over 1 million people go. $600,000 men on foot, not counting women, children, and the elderly, the sickly. Look at the magnitude of what God was doing. And let me go to the last part to close out the lesson. Remember now, the promise of God and the fulfillment of God. And the last one, verse 40. Verse 40 says, the time that the people of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. 430 years. If the people of that day lived to 100 years old, looking at that's if they lived that long. We know that the record showed us that people did live in their hundreds in that day. And so if the people lived to 100, that's 4.5 generations. No, I take that back. That's more than that, because usually a generation would be 20 years. So that's a lot longer than that. But that's 430 years of living in Egypt. That's grandpas and daddies and mamas dying and cousins and brothers and sisters dying and babies being born over and over and over again, and being living in a cycle of slavery. Your mind, you be conditioned as a child to be a slave. You're being conditioned as a child to bow down to a Pharaoh. You're being conditioned to as a child of how to live in tyranny, how to live in suffering, how to live in pain, how to live without having no rights over your own body or your own household or your own happiness or your own sadness. You control nothing. 430 years. But on the 430th year, I don't know, man. I guess this is when we talk about the fulfillment of God. Somebody has been waiting for God to show up in their lives. Somebody has been praying that God would do a miracle in their lives. Somebody has been asking people to pray for them, intercessory prayers that God will release them or release something from them in their lives. And so here it is now, 430 years, and the Bible say on that very day, all of the hosts of the Lord went from the land of Egypt, and so they were released after 430 years of oppression. On that very day, there was a big exodus. They were freed. They were walking out of slavery into freedom. They were walking out of slavery into a new reality. They were walking out of tyranny into being able to speak what they wanted to speak, being able to say what they wanted to say, being able to dance when they wanted to dance, being able to eat when they wanted to eat, being able to sing when they wanted to sing, being able to experience life as a free person. With God blessing on their lives. They didn't leave Egypt empty-handed. They left with silver, gold, clothes, animals, food. They left with everything they needed to make the journey. because God said it. He said that he was going to give them favor among the Egyptians. And so these people, after 430 years, over a million people. Now, I kind of jumped over verse 38, but I got to get this right here, and then we through. Verse 38, after it said that it was 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children, verse 38 says, a mixed multitude also went up with them. Not only did the children of Israel come up out of Egypt, but it was some of everybody that left. you know, Egypt had a mixture of different, it wasn't all Egyptians, it was different type of people that were there. And so not only did the children of Israel come up out of Egypt, but a mixture of other people left with them as well. So the total number at the end of it all came out to be a little bit over 3 million people that left out of Egypt. Can you imagine seeing 3 million people leaving a land with all of their animals, with all of their people, with all of their children, their wives, their over 3 million people left in an instance out of Egypt. All because of God being a merciful God, being a kind God. All because of God being a loving God, being a gentle God, all because of God, being a strong God, being a powerful God, being a sovereign God, deciding that it was time for the people that were enslaved in bondage to be free. All because God decided that it was time that he show everybody his power and his glory. All because of God said that it was time. Because of the covenant that he made with Abraham, that his people be freed and enter into a promised land. All because he felt that it was time that Moses would go from a man on the run, from killing an Egyptian soldier, to being a shepherd of sheep, animal, to now being a called servant of God, going up against the most powerful man in Egypt and becoming a great shepherd, a great leader of God's people in a new reality. What a way for us to examine the scriptures tonight, that even Pharaoh asked for prayer. And if he can ask for prayer, prayer is possible for anybody. Not only that, that God showed that he is more powerful than anything and anybody. And he freed over 3 million people from a land that was full of wickedness and bondage. And so at the time wasn't a big part of the lesson tonight, but somebody been waiting for a while for a breakthrough. And what encouragement to receive from the word of God, that even though these people suffered, their suffering came to an end. Even though these people hungered, their hunger came to an end. Even though these people thirst, their thirst came to an end in the land of Egypt. And so God is able. That's what this is saying. God is able. When God says it, if he got something for you, there is no door that if God opened it, that any man can close. And there is no door if God closed it, that no man can open it. What is for you is for you. And so we thank God tonight as we close our lesson for tonight. We thank God tonight for showing us how a free people became slaves and became free again. All because God said it was time that his people be free. And it didn't matter who had his people enslaved. God was going to, when he called Moses and said that my people will be free, that was it. That was the victory right there. That was it. That was a reminder of the covenant with Abraham. That was it. When he told Abraham, that was the victory right there, because it was coming to pass. And so we saw the promise of God, and we see the fulfillment of God. And the same God that worked on behalf of the children of Israel is the same God today and will be the same God forevermore. He is unchanging, and he loves his children, and we are a part of that number. Those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are a part of that number. We are part of God's blessed children. And so if there's somebody that feels like they're in bondage tonight, if there's somebody that feels like they're, it's something they're trying to get away from, something they need to get up out of, go to God. Call somebody and say, pray for me. I know I can pray for myself, but more prayer will never hurt. I need to be freed. I know God want me free. He don't want me to be enslaved to nothing. He want me to be a free being in Christ Jesus. This is why he sent his son. No longer are we slaves to sin, but we are free in Christ Jesus. We have a choice. We have a choice. Pharaoh does not exist in our lives, or should not exist in our lives, because we don't serve a Pharaoh. We serve an awesome God, a mighty God. And so he has no power. The only power he has is what we give him. And if we're giving Pharaoh power, we're not giving God what is due his. The Bible said, we draw nearer to God, God will draw nearer to us. Let us go to God. Let us pray to God. God, help me. God, be with me. God, guide me. God, lead me. God, protect me. God, correct me. God, teach me. God, help me. God, love me. Go to God. Every single day you live, appeal to God. But because we serve an awesome God. So we just thank him tonight for everybody that joined in. Brother Dennis, bless his heart, wanted to include the Bible study tonight as a part of his broadcast. And so we thank God for him. We thank God for anybody who wants to spread the Word of God. I believe that the Word of God is the light that this world needs. And so if we can spread the word of God, each of us have our own pulpit. It may not be in the doors of a church, but each of us can speak glory to God's name. We can speak it at home. We can speak it at the workout place. You can speak it at a restaurant. Each of us can say something about the goodness of God. So let us carry that responsibility seriously, and let us also know that God allowed us to live another day for a reason. I don't care what day you live. it's a good day that you can see the glory of God in a brand new way. Every day is different. It's never the same. And so we just thank God tonight. We pray that this lesson yielded some fruit to somebody. And we pray that somebody can see that we can't live without God. We shouldn't want to live without God, because God chose us first. And so we should choose Him. We should choose to love Him and to honor Him. Father God, we thank You tonight. We started out the Bible study asking You to help somebody that they may see light in Your Word. And so we come at the end of our lesson tonight thanking You for helping us see the Scriptures a little bit better. We pray that as we go throughout this year, that we continue to be committed to seeing You work with Your people. And the only way we can see it and then be able to see it in our own lives that You do every day is to read and then see what You did and done for other people. And if You've done it for them, You are doing it and can do it for us. And so we just thank You right now. We love You. We love Your holy name. We praise You tonight. We worship You tonight. Every prayer that we lift up to You, we say it in Thy Son Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Listen, like I say every night, if nobody told you this week that they love you, I love you with the love of Christ. You don't have to chase nobody down for a love comment. Know that you're loved by the best. God loves you, and that's sufficient. Be safe until next week. Hopefully and prayerfully we won't have as many technical difficulties that we had tonight. Usually we don't have these problems, but we know that God is able. And so we look forward to another good lesson next week. And next week we're still in the book of Exodus, coming to our conclusion. We're looking at chapter 13 next week, chapter 13, verses 17 through 20, and then a week after that we'll be in chapter 14. And so we want to look at the journey. We saw the journey of getting out of Egypt. Now we want to look at some of the stuff that took place when they were freed, going into the wilderness. And all of this is to help us have a good foundation. You know, when we're talking about the Bible, when we're talking about the New Testament, the Old Testament gives us a good foundation for the New Testament. This is why a lot of, in the Gospels, you will see references to the Old Testament in some of their writings. And so, not in only in their writings, but you will see references to the Old Testament in some of their teachings. And so it's good to know what they're talking about. And so Exodus, we did Genesis. It's good to know as a believer to build up your spiritual foundation and understanding about the Bible in its entire context versus a couple of scriptures that we memorized, but understanding the total book and how it impacts us and how we should live on a daily basis. So stay blessed, be safe, and we'll be right back here next week. Amen.
Or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
There you have it, people. We had another show, another Monday. Man, you never know what we're going to do on Monday. But we're going to do something. That's how we do it. That was Pastor Mo. Pastor Mo Sells, man, he came out of the book of Exodus 12. He was talking about Moses and how the Pharaoh heart was hardened, and also to the plagues, on top of plagues with the smell of death on the show. And, you know, you got to really think about that, people. When you sit down, you know, what type of plague, you know, is in your household, or what type of plague that you're smelling or that you're reeking, you know, going forward, you know, that can kind of deter you, you know. I try not to really go too much into, teaching the Bible or anything like that. So I always have Pastor Mo or Apostle. I'm not Apostle, I'm sorry. Tiffany Thompson. She's an ancestor. Matter of fact, I'm going to get it right. We're not going to play with the sus. We got Pastor Mo Sells, and then we have Tiffany Thompson. Prophetic intercessor. There we go. That we have, you know, in the kingdom, you know, with what's going on. And just to sit down and just to share a little bit about that, you know, it's just, it don't matter, no matter who you are, what you do. When I clarify this, when I say no matter who you are and what you do, you know, just get right with God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, my whole thing is, if you're stealing, if you selling drugs, if you know, whatever you're doing, you know what I'm saying, man, you still love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Pray to him and, you know, tell him, man, hey, you know, if you're trying to get out of that situation, you know, ask him for it. Because everybody can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody, nobody can really do it. But you. You, the main source of getting yourself out of whatever that bind is. You know, you can lean on somebody that'll help you a little bit, but after a while, it's on you. You know, I had put that on my post about the issues. When you start saying issues, it turns into, it's you. And I got that past the most. When you look in the mirror, it's on you. What you gonna do? How you gonna do it? You know, the difference between religion, being a religious person, and the difference between being a spiritual person, you know. I really do see the difference in it, you know, saying religious people, majority of them, not all of them, they will, you know, contradict themselves and judge you. Spiritual people don't. You know, spiritual go off of what's, you know, what the Bible says, you know, how you feel in the spirit, you know, what's going on. And they'll let you know what I'm saying, they still love you for who you are, you know, not for what you do and what you got going on. How can they profit off of you? You know what I mean? But you can still be who you are. Me, I'm going to be me to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's good fruit and I'm sharing this, that's what I'm going to do, man, no matter what, how you look at it. I don't care. If it's going to be positive and I can do it, that's how we do it. All right? So in the meantime, man, thank y'all, man. Normally these Mondays, man, I'll be trying to do them early. You know me, I got to get up and go. Got to punch that 9 to 5, you know, and go in today. big shout-out, man, to Nova Financial, man. Big shout-out to the old school home, Nash Recovery Solutions. You know what I'm saying? You know, I still love y'all people, man. You know what I'm saying? People just moved on. But, you know, we still got a newfound love for you guys. You know what I mean? But anyway, man, I'm going to play another song, man. And then we're going to shut it down. All right? Let's go.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down. But we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. but we couldn't stay there. And God, say now,
we fall down,
over my,
but we get up,
get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back up again. We fall down.
Oh, my, my, my.
Get
we get back up again.
For a
day
it's
yes, yes. Oh, yes,
we
but we can't stay there. Till we see the righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we fall
stay
down.
Stay down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall.
We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do it now. Rise back up again.
For
the same sinner.
Visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
Hey, people, check it out before we do a show today. If you want to get online, it's every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just dial in area code 712-432-0700. Just put in access code 505082 pound. That's for Pastor Mo Sales Bible Study every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, the number is area code 712-432-0700. And just put in the access code 505082 pound. All right, people, I hope y'all had fun. I hope y'all enjoyed yourself. I really did. I just want to thank everybody, man, for just tuning in and just hanging out with us. Man, every day of the week pretty much now, huh? You never know when Western World 1 going to get online now, but you know what? We're going to bring that heat no matter what it is, from movies to ministry to the streets to hustle to just knowing the knowledge, knowing what's going on to the political side of going in the courts. We there. We don't care how we get there. Holmes is good and is giving us some good knowledge on how to get in and what we need to do to help our people and wake us up and motivate us. That's what I'm on, all right? In other words, man, fun tonight. Thank y'all. Log on, man. Go to Google Play Store. Get that free mobile app. All you have to do is key search Western World 1. That's WESTON. WORLDONE. Just key search that to download the free mobile app. It's free. It's free. And also, too, if you missed the broadcast, and it's going to be recorded again, so you just press play. Give it about a good 30 seconds or so. And just refresh your browser. And you should be able to play this again. It was a couple of little technical difficulties, but we still got the message across. All right. Other than that, thank you guys. Love y'all, man. Your boy, we out. All right? Peace.